Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just adore you. We bless you this morning. We call upon the name, the holy name of Jesus. We call upon you, Lord, because you are God, you are King. Nobody greater than you are God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways. We praise you, oh, great and mighty King. Oh, we bless you this morning, oh, God. We come to bless you. We come to honor you, Lord God. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, oh, God, I thank you is condemned in Jesus' name. I thank you that we are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you, oh, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for all of us in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for blessing us and keeping us by your high right hand, your holy arm. Make your face to shine upon us, O God, and be gracious unto us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, lift up our countenance, O God, and give us peace in the mighty holy name of Jesus. We just bless you, Lord God. We honor you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, in the name of Jesus. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives in Jesus' name. Give us revelation, O God, in the name of Jesus, and let us be blessed in the name of Jesus. O Father God, I thank you that we are the seed of Abraham, O God, in the name of Jesus, through Christ Jesus, Father God. O, we receive the blessings of Abraham in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we are blessed, O God, and in multiplying, O God, multiplies as the stars of the heaven and as the sands of the seashore in Jesus' name. All we bless and honor you this morning. We come to give you praise, honor, and glory and thanksgiving. Let your showers of blessings be upon our neck, upon our lives in Jesus' name. Let your showers of blessings be upon our lives. Turn every curse sent our way to a blessing. In the name of Jesus, let your blessings make us rich in Jesus' name. Let all nations call us blessed in Jesus' name. Let all generations call us blessed in Jesus' name. We are your sons and daughters, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. We live in the kingdom of the blessed, O God. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, you daily load us up with benefits in Jesus' name. Lord, we choose. We are chosen by God, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Our seed is blessed in Jesus' name. Let us inherit the land in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are a part of a holy nation, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning, O God. Lord, let your presence bless our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for all that you're doing on our behalf, O God. We don't take it for granted. O God, let us drink of the cup of blessings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. O God, in Jesus' name, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us and make your way known upon the earth and your saving help among our nations, O God. Let all land yield increase, and let the ends of the earth fear you, O God, in Jesus' name. We know you have favor because, O Father God, we know you favor us because our enemies do not triumph over us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, grant us life and favor in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that you are favorable unto our land in Jesus' name. Let your favor cause your horn to be exalted, O God. Lord, this is our set time for favor. We thank you, Lord God. Remember us, O Lord God, with the favor that you bring unto your children, O God, and visit us with your salvation, O God. Lord, entreat your favor with your whole, with Lord, we entreat your favor with our whole heart in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, O God. Let your favor be upon our lives and as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon our lives and let us be well favored in Jesus' name. We are highly favored of you, Father God. Let us receive extraordinary favor today and every day. We just bless you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you are great and greatly to be praised, O God. We worship you this morning, O God. And, Father, we just come to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for life and abundant life in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning, good morning. This is Children's Day. The Word of God
says, good morning.
Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto us, unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Today is Children's Day, and I just thank the Lord for what he's doing in our children. He's made promises, special promises to our children in his word, and these are the promises. If they honor their father and their mother, as the Lord has commanded them, that their days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with them in the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. When their father and their mother forsake them, then the Lord will take them up. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and he said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God calls. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So I thank God for the promises that he gives to our children. Today is Children's Day. We are honoring our children like never before. We are honoring them. We are giving praise and honor to our God, and we are blessing our children today. Oh, I thank you that our children are blessed. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for delivering our children from evil. We pray, Father God, that you will keep our children from evil. We thank you that no evil will touch our children. Oh God, put to shame those who wish our children evil. Let no evil disease cleave to the bodies of our children. I thank you that our children will not be afraid of evil tidings. I thank you that our children will not be visited with evil. I thank you, Father God, that our children will refrain their feet from evil, from every evil way, so that they will keep your word, O God. Preserve our children from all evil. Deliver our children from the evil man. Let our children and people be healed of plagues and evil spirits, O God. O Father God, I pray that you will keep our children from evil. Let every evil spirit be cast out of our children, Father God. O Father God, I thank you that our children will not be overcome with evil, but our children will overcome evil with good. I thank you, Father God, that our children put on the whole armor of God daily, that they might stand in the evil day. O Father God, our children cancel all the plans and forces of evil sent against our children's lives. Let the works of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in the lives of our children, but let your righteousness be established. We loose our children from all evil doers and evil soul ties in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just praise you this morning. We come to bless and honor you, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. us, and that's the book for our children. Oh, the Word of God is great. Yes, it is. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to cut out of us and cut out of our children everything that's not like God. So I thank the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's about to do. He is great in the heavens. He is great in the earth. And I just thank the Father this morning for everything. He is great and greatly to be praised. And this morning, I want you to listen to this prayer by this five-year-old child. Amen, amen. I thank God for children who pray and who lift up the name of Jesus. I thank God for children who pray and who lift up the name of Jesus. You know, we can teach them in the womb. We can lay hands on them and claim them for Jesus. And we can teach them even when they come out. We can teach them when they can't even turn over themselves. We can sing songs to them. We can pray over them. We can pray for them. And we can teach them about the great Lord God that loves them. I thank God for the parents of that child who just prayed I got it off the internet, and I just admire that child. That's been on there for quite a while, but he is, that prayer is such a blessing to me. I just thank God for a parent who's taught their child at a very young age about our God, and he knows how to pray. So you can tell they've been praying with this child and over this child for years. So I don't even know how old the child is now, but I thank God for his salvation. I thank God for his protection and favor. Well, you know what? God created singing and songs and music. Oh, my God, beautiful music. Do you ever hear the music of the birds in the morning when you get up? You know how they sing unto the Lord? They just sing, sing, sing. Oh, my God, I just love to hear the birds sing. And you know what? I love to hear children sing. Oh, they can sing. Oh, their little boy, they don't have no shame. They just go, Jesus, and they just blurt it out. Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, my God, I just love to hear children sing. We're going to have some children singing in a little while. But first, we have a great woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You have a cold?
No, ma'am. Listen to this. I don't know what I have. We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah, Tennyson's family reunion is this weekend. So we came on Wednesday, and we have had a wonderful time visiting with family and friends. We've had a wonderful family reunion. Nothing like family.
Amen.
Nothing like it. I have three of my little cousins, and we were talking last night, and I told them I wanted them to sing with me this morning. Guess what? They're still asleep. But anyway, I'm
going to
sing.
All right, but that's all right. What you going to sing today?
I think I'll sing I Love You, Lord, today.
All right, I Love You, Lord, today. Go right ahead.
I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we do love the Lord, and we are praising him every day more and more and more. I love you, Lord, today. Thank you, Minister Donna. That was beautiful.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Father God, I just thank you for families that get together and meet in locations and praise and honor you and give you glory. And I thank you for unity and love and peace and joy and all the fruit of the Spirit in Minister Donna's family, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing for this family. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up any mishaps, incidents, accidents. I thank you for everybody getting there safely, getting back home safely. And I just pray the joy of the Lord upon this family in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna. Oh.
Thank you, Minister G. I love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you next time. Soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're continuing to sing and give praise unto the Lord. We have with us, all the way from Houston, Texas, Miss Karen Artell, who has been faithful to us. Oh, my God, about 5 years, as long as we've been on, she's been coming on. How you doing this morning, Karen?
I am doing good.
Amen. What you going to play this morning?
Father Abraham.
Amen. One of my favorites, Father Abraham. Go right ahead. Today and Father Abraham, you know we're Abraham's seed. Oh my God, I'm grateful for the soldiers of old. I learned much from them. You know, Abraham was a man of faith, and I try to grab on to faith and believe God like never before. So thank you, Karen. Beautiful as usual. Beautiful. Well, we have somebody else on with us from Texas, a precious young lady. This is her first time coming on. She's from the Houston, Texas area. She's 11 years old, and her grandmother's going to be speaking today. I heard that she's going to the sixth grade, and her name is Trinity. Good morning, Trinity.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're on. I've heard so many good things about you from your grandmother, girl. You are a blessed young lady.
Thank you.
What have you been doing this summer?
I've been going to summer camp.
Going to summer camp, that's good.
Doing for school year.
I'm sorry, your mouth is going away from the phone. Put your mouth closer to the phone.
Studying for the school year.
Okay. Well, very good. We are so happy to have you on. Welcome. You're welcome to come on every Saturday that you like. We have Children's Day on the fourth Saturday of every month. So you thank your parents for allowing you to come on with us. What are you going to sing today, Trinity?
I will be singing Because of Who You Are.
Oh, I love it. All right. Go ahead, baby.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Jilom, my Prince of Peace, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That was beautiful, Trinity. Thank you so much. You have such a great voice. One day I want to play some CDs that you are going to record, girl. You awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Keep doing well. Keep singing. You have a very strong, beautiful voice. So I know your grandmother is proud of you and your parents. She's on with us this morning. Well, we have some more children on with us this morning. Their mother comes on weekly, and one or both of the girls come on weekly. So good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you? Minister Stacy, how are you? Oh, got cut off, but she'll be right back. She got knocked off, but she'll be back on in a few minutes. She has two girls, Bianca and Jabria, but they'll be back on. All right, they're right back on. Thank God.
Sorry,
all right. Hey, Minister Stacy.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. All right, both the girls on with you today?
Yes. Good morning, Jabria. Good morning.
Huh?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jabria and Bianca. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Y'all been having fun this summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. Good. Okay, well. Yeah. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, okay. They're going to sing by themselves today?
Yes.
Oh, good.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Oh, gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Anywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Jabria and Bianca, thank you all so much, girls. Jabria.
Hello.
How are you doing, Jabria?
Good.
You doing good? How old are you now, Jabria?
Five.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you, Jabria?
Five.
Five? Oh, my God. Are you going to the first grade this year or second?
Kindergarten.
Oh, she's going to kindergarten. Mama, I want her to talk to me. Let her talk to me.
That's her answer, you. That's not me.
You're telling her to answer. I want her to tell me herself.
I'm telling her she's saying it, but she's not saying it loud.
That's okay, but let her say it loud. Tell her to say it loud. You don't give her the answer. Let her tell me. Jabria? Jabria?
I'm telling her to say.
That's
Jabria.
Okay. You move back. Let her talk to me. Jabria?
She's talking to you, girl.
Jabria?
To
what'd you say?
You got to come back over here. She went over the other side of the room.
Oh, okay. Jabria?
Here.
Hello.
Hey, Jabria.
You're going to kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Jabria?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Jabria, you know how to answer me. I'm going to tell your mama again. Let her answer me, mother. Jabria. Jabria,
yeah.
What did you do this summer? Let her answer me, Mother. Don't give her the answer.
Okay.
Jabria, what did you do this summer? Did you go swimming?
Tell her what you did.
You went to play? Okay, that's good. Did you play with your sister?
Yes. She's looking at me like she waiting for me to get an apple.
I know, because you keep giving her answers, so she wait on you. But stop giving her answers and let that baby start talking for herself, Mama. If you keep doing that, she going to keep doing that. She depend on you.
Oh, she know that. Okay.
Yeah, she got to learn to do it on her own. Where Bianca? Hey, Bianca.
Where did Bianca go?
Where Bianca?
Hold on just a second. Just a second.
All right. She left out?
She went outside for a minute.
That's okay. I'll talk to her later. Don't worry about it. Let her go play. I'll talk to him later, but I want to talk to them, Mama.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all right. I'm going to talk to them next time.
Okay.
All right. We going to put a muzzle on your mouth and let them talk. That's okay. You're the typical mother. Mothers like to talk for their children. Somebody asked them, baby, where you live? Or they live, they got to learn to talk for themselves. They go to school, they got to be independent. So let them be independent. Cut that a biblical cord, mama. Well, you know, there was a man named Job, and Job loved God's word. He desired God's word more than his necessary food. He loved to hear from God, and we are so blessed to have the written word of God. You know, we are really blessed that we can read, we can study, we can memorize it, have it written on our hearts. We are really blessed. Our speaker this morning loves to read and study God's word. She values the Bible and loves to spend hours studying the word of God. She has two ministries God has given her. One is called a Retreat Experience Ministry. And the other one is called, the other one is called Eat, Play, and Learn. She has a great family. You heard her daughter, Trinity, this morning singing Because of Who You Are, one of my favorite songs by Martha Menendez. I think that's her name, Menendez. Our speaker today is Elizabeth Gonzalez, an intercessor, a prayer warrior, and we are happy to have her on with us today. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm just so glad and honored to have this opportunity to be your guest speaker this morning. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the source of everything that I know and that I want to know and that I want to do. He is the source of my life, and I thank him. And I thank you, Minister Caritha, for giving me this opportunity to speak on this special day, which is Children's Day. And good morning to everyone listening, and especially to our children, because we know, as previously stated, today is Children's Day. And Lord Jesus, may all people on earth experience your hope, your peace, and your joy today. Amen.
Amen.
What I'd like to talk to the children about today is taken from Proverbs. And we know that Proverbs is a book of wisdom that serves as moral and intellectual training for our youth. And I want to come from Proverbs scriptures, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And my topic is promises to make a good life. Trust in the Lord. My son, do not forget my teaching and keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Amen. To our youth, the scripture gives us specific instructions for taking advantage of the promises of a good life. And as we look in the first verse, it's not just talking about the boys here, it's talking about the youth, the girls. And just as Noah was given specific instructions over 2,000 years ago to build an ark, Noah didn't know anything about an ark, but what did he do? Did he have a bad attitude? and say, well, Lord, I don't even know what an ark is. So you want me to go and build an ark with these dimensions? Or Noah didn't say, I'm too busy, I'm watching TV. Or Noah just didn't talk back. Nor listen to God and receive the instructions from God. And by listening and trusting and obeying God, he was able to save his family, animals, two by two, everything that we get to appreciate today because of the obedience of Noah. Now, how do you know that this word is for you? Because it's indicated, it says, my son. And like I said, that's pretty personal, and it's directed to all of our youth. Now, in this reading, it gives us specific instructions, as just as those instructions were given to Noah. But the instructions are not in good unless we follow the instructions. But what I'm going to do now is break down from each verse as to what those instructions were. First of all, in verse 1, it says, do not forget my teaching. So what is it that we must do, boys and girls, not to forget God's teaching? You have to study the word. Just as you study in school, just as you study for what you're going to watch on TV, you must study God's word. And that does not just mean on Sunday when you go to Sunday school or when you go to church. You must study God's word daily. But keep my commandments in your heart. The only way that you're going to keep these commandments in your heart, you have to memorize them. You have to study them. It has to be a part of you. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Wow. How is it that you can let love and faithful never leave you? You must be obedient to God. You must trust God. You must go back and study the word and let the faithfulness of the word be in your heart. And it says, bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. That is how you let love and faithfulness never leave you. To bind it around your neck means you are loyal. There's a testimony. You believe in it. You trust God. You want to display. If it's there, you want everybody to see it, to let your light shine. If it's in your heart, it will come out. You bind it around your neck. Write it on your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Yes, we need to trust our parents. We need to trust those in authority. We need to trust our siblings and our family members. But first and foremost, you must trust in the Lord. And how do you trust in the Lord? It said with all your heart. You love him more than anything else. You love him first. And when you trust God, you don't have to worry about doing things that you don't understand or trying to figure things out for the world. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Then that's what that word all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your path straight. And then in verse 7, he says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. There comes a time, boys and girls, where we have to put our trust in God and rely upon him and his word and totally submit to him. What is it that he would want us to do? And how he would want us to do it. Because God's ways are not like the ways of the world. So you have to spend some time with God and trust God so that you can be wise, not on your own ways, but you have to acknowledge him and humble yourself to him. and rely upon his understanding and let his word replace totally your mindset about doing things the way you want to do it by putting your total trust in the Lord. So we know he tells us not to forget his teaching, keep his commandments, let love and faithfulness never leave you, bind them around your neck, write them on your tablets of your heart, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your, and lean not into your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Now, when you do those things as God has commanded, that he has instructed, there are some promises that allow and make for a good life. And those promises also in this scripture that we're reading this morning. So let's look at some of those promises. Number, verse 2, for they will prolong your life many years. Wow, isn't that encouraging? To know by keeping God's commandments and his teaching, they will, it didn't say it may, will prolong your life for many years. And you're probably not thinking about that right now, and it probably depends on what age you are. You probably think that you have until eternity to live. But it's just not the physical life that it's talking about. Is you want to have a good life. Living life means living life till its fullest, not just living to be a certain age. And it will bring you prosperity. Prosperity is not necessarily talking about money here. It's talking about abundance. Everything that you need in your life will be provided for you. That should encourage you today to know that everything that you need has already been provided for you. I know that encourages me to know that I have a Lord who cares enough for me, that has already provided for me everything that I need. And then when you put love and faithfulness around your neck and bind it in your heart, then you win favor for a good name. For a good name is better than sacrifice. What's a good name? You know, the good name is who you are in God's eyes. Your parents want you to have a good name. And God knows I'm a God parent, and I want my children to have a good name, my grandchildren to have a good name in the sight of God and man. Because when you keep God's commandments and his teachings in your heart, you win favor with God and man. So don't worry about trying to make friends. Don't worry about who likes you and who don't like you. The promises here say that when you bind the love of God around your neck and in your heart, you find favor with God and man. And when you trust in the Lord and you don't lean on your own understanding, the promise is he will direct your path. That means you don't have to worry. You're going to go in the right direction. You're going to do the right things. You're going to make good decisions. You'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel good about what you do because you know that you've spent some time studying and listening to God and letting God direct you about what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it and how you're supposed to do it. And I know this is hard for you at this age because you have a lot of things that you have to do to keep your parents happy, your teachers happy. But if you keep God happy, do the things that you should do according to God and his word, everything else will fall into place for you for now until the rest of your life. And the last promise here is he will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. It will bring vigor to your bones. What that means is it's going to bring energy and strength, endurance, so that you feel good about yourself, even down to the bone. So I submit to you, boys and girls, to trust in the Lord, keep his promises, and he will direct your path. That is so important because there are so many things in the world today to distract you from doing the right thing. But once you study the word and know that word for yourself, then you will make a good life for yourself. And then you can benefit from the promises that God said in his word. God is faithful to his word. His word is true. You can rely upon the word of God when you can't rely upon anybody else or anything else. God cannot lie. God will not lie. So to have a good life, he give us instructions and things that we must do. And that's what you need to do in order to have the benefit of a good life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That was an awesome word. Very plain and clear. I love that word. Promises to make a good life, trust in the Lord. And that's one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I thank God for that message. It was very much to the point. And I thank God for the children who were listening and for the adults, you know, because we're still God's children, too. So that message was for all of us.
Amen.
Yes, it was such a great message. Study the word. Memorize God's word. Obey God. Trust in him. Bind it around your neck. Be loyal and faithful. Write it on your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Submit to God. Do things God's way. Humble yourself. What a great message. Promises that, you know, make for a good life, a prolonged life when we follow what God said in his word. So thank you so much, Elizabeth. It was awesome. I appreciate you.
I enjoy bringing the message this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for studying and bringing forth the word in such simplicity that even a child can understand. And, of course, you know, we as adults appreciate the simplicity of the word as well. Awesome, awesome, power-packed message. Minister Stacy, I want you to know I love you so much. I thank God for you and for your family. I pray that I did not offend you. But you know how I am. I'm for the children now. So don't take it personal. You there, Minister?
No, ma'am. No, I didn't take it personal.
All right. I love Amen. You and your family. Amen.
Thank
well,
you.
We got Jackie on. Jackie's back on with us. Jackie Travis. You're a good mother, Minister Stacy. I thank God for you. Hey, Jackie, how are you this morning? She got a phone on mute. She's coming on. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, by way of Paducah, Kentucky. Jackie, unmute your phone. You'll be back on in a minute.
While she's coming on, is Trinity, you think she can sing another song?
Trinity's not on here right now.
Oh, she's not? She's okay. She stepped off.
Yeah, but if you could call us, I would love that.
Okay, I'll try to call her.
Okay. Jackie, you still got your phone on mute. All right, well, she'll be back on soon. All right. Oh, there, Jackie?
Okay.
There you go.
I was working, Jay. I'm working. You know I'm working.
All right.
Well, okay. It's Children's Day?
Yes, ma'am.
I got to hear some of that message at the end. I said, oh, that's good stuff. I got to hear most of it. I was listening to it in my car. I got to hear the end. I said, oh, she's got some good points there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was great.
Thank you.
Children's Day. Jesus
yeah.
loves a little children.
Amen.
Hold on. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, more of all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
He gave me a Stephen pill last night.
Okay. Okay, well, Sister G.
I gotta go.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
you're
welcome.
You. We're talking about you welcome. He didn't say nothing.
All right. I thank the Lord for you all. Amen. Amen. Well, we're moving right along. Thank God for each of you. God bless you. Well, it's, you know, salvation is a gift from God. If you are not saved, you are missing out on the gift, the best gift that you could have from God. You know, the best gift that you can have on earth, salvation leads you to the path of righteousness, the path that leads to God. If you are not saved, press 1 and receive salvation today. All right. Well, looks like everybody's saved on here. Those who are not saved, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, you will be saved. So, you know, I thank the Lord because God is a great God. He's an awesome God, and he gives his children great gifts. You heard some of the gifts that Elizabeth talked about, the promises. Those are gifts that God gives us. If we obey his word, he gives us prolonged life. He gives us provision. He gives us favor. Oh, my God, he is so good to us. Nice house alarm went up. Uh-oh, got smoke in there. Something going on. All right. Well, we're continually thanking the Lord. And you know what? Black backsliders should be running forward. We call all backsliders to run forward. We say run forward, run forward, run forward, backsliders. Running back to God. Run back to God, your first love. Run on back. Run on back to God, backsliders. Run on back to God. God is married to backsliders, and he stands with open arms to receive you back. So you can move forward. So press 1 if you need to run back into the arms of the Father again. Press 1. All right. Look like everybody's in the arms of the Father. Yep. He got those arms. He got the whole world wrapped in his arms. Yep. The babies, the children, the adults, everybody, young adults too. All wrapped in his arms. Everybody's running forward, moving forward in God. I thank the Lord for that. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Press 1, give us a testimony. I see my aunt on here, soon to be Apostle Bernadette Gantling. She's on again today. Hallelujah. Press 1, got a testimony. Want to share something? Wow, y'all speaking loud this morning. Woo, y'all speaking so loud. I'm sure only the Father hear what you're speaking because I don't hear you.
I have a testimony.
All right, Karen, go ahead.
I went with having lunch with some friends I met last May in camp. Me and a friend of mine and some other friends got together for dinner before I came back to Houston.
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking about creating a affiliate for Christians at the American Council of the Blind.
Oh, now that is awesome. That is awesome, Karen. What you don't know about Karen is she is partially sighted, but she sees deep in the spirit. She plays that music just like a sighted person, even better. So I thank God for you, Karen. That would be a great, great accomplishment, something great to do. Thanks for that testimony. All right, got time for another testimony. Testimony time. Somebody? Anybody? Everybody? Yes? All right, is that you, Stacy, or Jackie?
I just thank God for life. I thank God for being here. I could have been gone, but I'm still here. Thank the Lord.
So great. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I'm glad you're here. Wow. Got a beautiful family. Got a lot to live for. So we're speaking prolonged life over you because you follow the instructions in Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies this morning? Testimonies. All right. Okay. Well, we're moving right along. It is prayer time. Oh, wait. There's Pastor Apostle Gantling. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I'm marvelous. Praise God. I was just sitting here thinking, I thank God for you. I thank God for the family on your radio show. I thank God for your radio family, for those who are thinking not robbing to take out their time to get on the air and declare the word of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus. You know, the testimony of Jesus is prophecy. We begin to speak into the atmosphere. Every time we testify, we speak greater and greater things into our lives and to the lives of the hearers. And I just thank God today for you. And happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a young lady. Now I'm a real young.
Seven years,
67 years of youth vitality. Like, you know, Elizabeth was talking about how God will give you, you know, prolonged life, vitality, strength, energy. Yes, indeed. I thank him for all of that.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate for.
Sarah. Oh, she prayed happy birthday to me. Amen. I thank the Lord for
oh, that was so sweet.
Years, 4 days. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But it's just a blessing to be alive. I stand with David that the grave can't celebrate him, nor can it give him the, it can't give him praise. It can't give him the glory that's due his name. But we that are yet alive can open our mouths, and wave our hands. We can do our dance. We can shout our shout and give glory and honor and majesty to the one and only true and living God. I bless his name today because he is great and marvelous, and like I always say, there's not a word in the English language to just adequately describe how good God is to us.
Amen.
And all the stuff that we do, his grace is yet sufficient over our lives. How great is our God.
Amen. I thank God for those encouraging words. Amen, amen. Thank you all for being on. I thank you, Apostle Gantland, I'm looking forward to coming to that ordination coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, two more Saturdays, yes.
Yep, two more Saturdays. I was looking at it on the calendar yesterday and in my cell phone. I keep it in there.
All right, I look forward to your being there. It's an honor and a privilege, and my prayers, I remain humble. I see so much stuff, and being a prophet, I see a lot of things, and I just say, Lord, just keep me in the hollow of your hand.
Amen.
That I do what apostles are truly called to do.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you, and I pray blessings upon you. Many, many blessings.
I thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you and your family. Amen, amen. Thank God we're in the same family two times, in the birth family and in the family of God. He's really blessing us.
Yes, by blood and by blood.
Amen, amen. Two bloods.
Yes, by natural blood and by the blood of the sanctified Lamb of God.
Amen. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He gave his blood so we could have prolonged life. Thank the Lord.
Yes, well, life after this life.
Yes. Ooh, thank the Lord. I don't want to live down here in vain. No, no, no. When he come, I want to meet him up in the air and go with him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, we're going to move right along. Well, you know, we got Nancy on with us from way down in South Florida, and I want to wish her daughter a happy birthday. Her daughter's birthday was the same day as mine, and she turned 20 years old. So I want to thank God for Nancy's daughter. 20 years ago, she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. So thank God for Nancy and her mother. Her mother is so precious. Oh, my God, her mother's mother to many, many, many. So I thank God for Nancy, her mother, and her daughter, whose birthday is the same day as mine. You know that girl is blessed. We got the same birthday. God saw fit July 23rd, and both of us are females. Now, you know we blessed. Males are blessed, too. But you know we real blessed. Thank God, thank God. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. And I'm going to need some help with the prayers today. So Elizabeth is a prayer warrior. She comes on Tuesday nights. And I know Apostle Gantling is a prayer warrior. So I'm going to ask y'all to help me with the prayer and intercession this morning. So if you're already on and you press 1, state your prayer request.
Minister G.
Yes. How you doing, Minister Donna?
Doing great. I am asking special prayer for my mother, Valerie Newsom. She's in Louisville attending a conference, and she was so excited about going. Started today. I'm asking special prayer for my mother-in-law, Martha Halton. She's here with us in Minnesota.
Wow.
I'm asking special prayer for my goddaughter's family. Her grandmother passed away on last Sunday, right after church. Her name was Shirley Henderson. So please keep that family in prayer. And then my sister-in-law's mother passed away on Tuesday, and my sister-in-law's mother knew that this family reunion was being planned and that her daughter was so excited about coming, so she made her daughter promise that she would come to this reunion no matter what. And do you know, my sister-in-law, Demestra Hawkins, is here with us in Minnesota, but when she goes back home, then she has the task of planning her mom's funeral and making arrangements for those services. But her mom was saved, so that makes all the difference in the world.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for those prayer requests. We'll be lifting those families up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next prayer request.
Amen, that you pray for families in the name of Jesus. And like it's a tap on the women and the children. I was hearing on news a lot about them leaving parents leaving their kids in cars.
Yes.
Just to be the family. What did you?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Anything else, Minister Stacy?
Just pray for me. Pray for me and my family. Just pray for us.
Okay.
Again, about just praying for about this house, amen. Let it go and hurt get through.
Okay.
For the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Take your prayer request.
Hello.
Minister G, pray for me, this Pastor G. Pray for me that all goes well on the 9th, that everybody's in place doing what they're supposed to do and be on time.
Amen.
Because I'm using someone's help. Someone else is kind enough to allow me to use their church, and I want everybody to be on time and be out of there in a timely manner. And that the Spirit of the living God will rest upon every person in the building, saved and unsaved.
All right.
Hello?
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 Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Apostle G.
Okay.
But I can hear you.
It was somebody else just kept saying, hello, hello, hello. I think it was Minister Donna Hawkins. Her call got dropped, but she couldn't hear me, but I could hear her. She'll be back, and hopefully she'll be back on. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Sister G, next week is our church convention. If you can pray that all goes well with that.
Okay.
Next week. Amen.
All right. Okay, anybody else? Okay, Pastor G, Apostle, can you pray for Minister Donna Hawkins and her family, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, the Henderson family, and the Hawkins family that had death in their family? Can you pray for them for me? For us, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just bless your name. We just praise you and glorify you for who you are. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you forgive all of us for anything that we said, done, thought that was unlike you. And we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace in our lives. And Father, for every person that Minister G has named, Lord God, I come with before you along with them in unity and concert and one accordness. Father God, we ask first of all for comfort for all the families, Lord God, the Hawkins family, Lord God, and God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that God, for the Henderson family, that you, Father, would send forth your comfort. The book of Isaiah say, God, for mourning, you would give us dancing, and God, for the cloak of heaven, if you would give us a garment of praise. I ask you, Lord God, that will be done, because Jesus said that whatever we ask in his name, we ask you, Father, in his name, you would do it. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name for comfort, Lord God. We ask for everything to be in order, Lord God, for these homegoing services, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that those that remain, Lord God, would recognize that all our days are coming, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to help us, God, to number our days and realize our time here is short, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for God. Donna Hawkins, Lord God, and the church convention, Lord God, for God, I pray for every family that is on this show today. I pray for every person connected to every person on this airway right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for their strength, for their abilities, their talents, their creativities, their innovations, Lord God. They're standing you for their salvation, for their anchoredness in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for every ministry represented here, Lord God, for every pastor, for God, every church, Lord God. God, that as they prepare for tomorrow's service, Lord God, that they would be ready, Lord God, to hear a word from you, that there would be an express word from you, that you would speak into the lives of your people, girding them up, anchoring them in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would bless, Lord God, every child represented here. Lord God, regardless of their age, I ask you to bless every child represented, every parent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you for not only being a God that hears prayer, but answers prayer. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle G. That was awesome. Woo! Let's see. Elizabeth, could you pray for me for Minister Stacy? She has a request about children being left in cars that, you know, pray for protection and parents will be alerted and not left in cars and for their for her family and her church convention. Could you pray for me for that, Elizabeth?
Sure.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking for protection and security for our children, and that the parents and guardians and family and friends be mindful that it's hot, that children can't make good decisions when they're hot, locked in cars, can't get out, don't know how to get out. Lord, you said, let the children come unto you, Lord. And, Lord, we ask, just lift them up in the name of Jesus, that you protect our children. Give the parents and the people over them sound minds to make good decisions to keep them safe, Lord Jesus. They belong to you. Lord, we pray for all families, Lord, because we know how important families are to you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, you were come from a good family, a good role model of family, and let all families follow suit, Lord Jesus, in the love of Christ. And we pray for the church convention, Lord Jesus, that all goes well, that people come together to worship and to glorify God and strengthen them, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. With this in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Father, I lift up Apostle G, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for that anointing that you have upon her life, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing. You're moving mountains in her life like never before. Father, you're coming so fast, it's amazing her and what you're doing in her life, oh God. And Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you've done already and what you're about to do through this mighty woman of God, oh God. I thank you for favor. I thank you for your spirit being upon her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and anointing her to preach good tidings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you sent her to heal the brokenhearted, oh God, to proclaim liberty to the captives, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the opening of the prison to those that are bound, oh God. I thank you, Father God, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and to the day of vengeance of our God, oh God, to comfort those who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, oh God, to give them beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus, to give them the oil of joy for mourning, oh God, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, oh God, that they may be called the trees of righteousness in the name of Jesus, the planting of the Lord that he may be glorified, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're about to do in her life. I thank you for favor from the east, favor from the north, favor from the south, oh God. I thank you for blessings running her down and taking her over, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for her over the years. Every trial, we thank you for it. Every tribulation, we thank you for it. For your will says, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh God, for August the 9th, the day you chose, oh God, to ordinate her as an apostle, oh God, one who will edify the body of Christ till they come into unity, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her establishing those churches like apostles do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that they'll be planted, rooted, grounded in you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing upon her to destroy those yokes and bondages off of people, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that everything that's done August the 9th will be done in a timely manner, in an orderly manner. Establish order in each person. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them be in order. Let them be tuned into your spirit, oh, God, like never before. Let every person, oh, God, hear your voice clearly. When you say stop, they say stop. When you say move, they move. When you say do this, they do that. They will know by the Spirit of the Most High God what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, oh God. I thank you for your spirit moving in that place like never before. I thank you that the grounds are anointed, the building is anointed inside out. I thank you for every person who will be there, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for the favor, the favor, the favor from, oh, for everyone that's coming. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see what you, Almighty God, will do on August the 9th, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for those who will be leading the service. We thank you for those who will be praising and worshiping. We thank you for those who will be speaking, oh God. We thank you for the anointing upon every area, oh God, the ushers, oh God, the speakers, Father God. Oh, let your anointing be there, oh God, like never before, Father God. And, Father, we thank you for the warring angels that will be there fighting the battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, We thank you for favor, favor, favor. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for the healings that are go forth. We thank you, Father God, for the everything going forth according to your plan. We thank you, Father God, for the sound system working according to your plan, oh, God. We bind the hand of the enemy that will come to touch the sound system. We bind the hand of the enemy that will touch any person, oh, God, to stray them off the path, but they will keep their mind fixed on you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for the music, oh, God, angelic hosts, oh, God, in the name, directing the music in the name of Jesus. We just bless you for every area, oh, God, sanctify, cleanse us like never before. Each and every person, prepare us to hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, receive the word, receive the word, receive the word. So, Father, I thank you for this great woman of God, my aunt, Apostle Gantling, oh, God, and what you're doing in her now, what you're about to do. And, Lord, fix everything for her that she needs fixing, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, build her up on every side, oh, God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, the life of her children, my cousins, oh, God. I thank you for what you're doing for this great woman of God. I thank you for birthing it through her, even though she's had to go through many birth pains to get to this place, oh, God. I thank you that she withstood every test because you held her in the palm of your almighty hand, because you are her refuge, you are her fortress, and as she continually dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I thank you that you will, she will abide under your shadow. Almighty, she will say you are her refuge, you are her fortress, Father, and this level she's going to be trusting you even more. She'll be spending even more time dwelling in the secret place, oh, God. So, Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against her body, her mind in any way. Oh, God, we thank you that she has clarity of thought at all times, oh, God. We thank you that she is healthy and well and wise. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing all around her, oh, God. All around her, oh, God. Surround her with those cloud of angels, oh, God. I thank you for peace, that kind of peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I thank you that you're raising that standard. And, Lord, I thank you for the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, 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 joy, love, all the fruit of the Spirit being her portion, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for everything, everything, everything coming to fruition, oh, God. Remove any nervousness, oh, God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, we bind up fear, mokoshe, of moving forward. I thank you that she's moving forward in you. She's running hard after you. She knows you're her first love, and she's embracing you like never before. Father, help me with this. Father, help me with that. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right. Well, anybody else have a quick word? Quick word? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I speak this over every person with a listening ear, that whatever your ministry is, that it will begin to come forth, that every supply that you need would be done in Jesus' name, that your abilities, your talents, your gifting, your creativity, your innovation, your difference, your uniqueness would come forth, and that you would heed the voice of the Lord God and do what he has ordained you to do. Regardless of your position, your office, your title, that you would do what you've been commissioned to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You for that message. I receive it. I receive it.
I receive it, yes.
All right. Elizabeth, would you say a quick prayer for us over the children again for us, please?
Heavenly Father, we just pray this morning in the name of Jesus that you keep all of our children safe. Lord, we ask that you touch their hearts so they may have a thirst and a desire for your word, so that they can bind the words around their necks and in their hearts. And, Lord, we know that once they bind the words in their necks and around their hearts, they will learn to trust you. And, Lord, when they learn to trust you and obey you, they will let their light shine and let all the world know that you are the manufacturer and the source of their joy, their peace, and their happiness. Lord, we pray for the kids to have a better attitude. Our kids, our kids these days, Lord Jesus, they just want to have things their way when they want to do it and how they want to do it, and not under the authority of their parents and those other adults and teachers and within their authority. Lord, humble them in the name of Jesus. And the Lord, the only way that they're going to be humble is that they receive the word of God. They replace the word of God to take away all the rebellious nature and attitudes, and that they may have a thirst to know more about you. And Lord, we know that when you thirst for your word, you will fulfill it. There are many promises, Lord. Let them have a desire to want to partake in all the promises that you have provided for them in your word. And not just for them, Lord, but also for us, for the adults, the parents and grandparents, Lord Jesus. We have a responsibility as well, and we will always be children of God. And, Lord, we just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for answering our prayers for all the children all over the world, Lord Jesus, and that they may come unto you and let their light shine. For this in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Anybody got something quick they want to say? Because we're about to go off the air. All right, well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I love you. You already know God loves you much more than I can ever love you. So love God back with all your heart, soul, and strength. Be obedient to him. Study the word. Pray daily. Please the Lord. Please, when you please the Lord, you please everybody. Don't forget. So I thank God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Blessings to each of you. I love y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.